e.g. some incidental forecasts by Professor Langley, Century Magazine, December 1884, e.g., and such isolated computations as Professor Crookes' wheat warning, and the various estimates of our coal supply, make almost a complete bibliography of fiction. Of course, there is abundance, stories of the year 2000, and Battles of Dorking, and the like. I learn from Mr. Peddy, the bibliographer, over 100 pamphlets and books of that description. But from its very nature, and I am writing with the intimacy of one who has tried, fiction can never be satisfactory in this application. Fiction is necessarily concrete and definite. It permits of no open alternatives. Its aim of illusion prevents a proper amplitude of demonstration, and modern prophecy should be, one submits, a branch of speculation, and should follow with all decorum the scientific method. The very form of fiction carries with it something of disavowal, indeed, very much.